Okay, we go back before we go any further. We got one under advisement.
Well,
the ass cakes number, 11,461. Mr. Rickards, you made the motion to take it under advisement.
Well, the reason I did was because of the fact that we did have opposition there, because of the fact that they were concerned with backing out and the safety. I don't think this. I don't think that has anything to do with the variance. That's not for us to determine what kind of signs they should have and et cetera. But I did put it there, wanted to leave it under advisement because of the fact that the garage situation, gave that some thought also. It would be something to move it, and he said he's had some floods in the back there,
yeah,
too. So that, moving it plus the flood, I would say that I'm in favor of granting the variance. It's been there for quite a while.
Well, unless lifted by a helicopter, they'd have to trespass in order to move that.
Sure.
As far as a detriment to public welfare, it has been that way for quite some time, and obviously it wasn't created by the applicant.
Right.
And so I don't know that it's a further detriment to public welfare than that it already has been or that other properties are.
Yeah, you're looking at a lot, 60 plus or minus and 170 plus or minus.
He made reference to a previous owner. That owner may be on a different lot, but it could have been this lot. Came in and got a variance.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the same parcel or not. And
that
it
name
wasn't
rings
that,
a bell.
It wasn't that long ago. At B. Simons, it was not that many years ago. I remember that name.
Yeah, but you've been here a while.
No, I've been here a long time. I'm just saying, that name comes to pop
right
up. As soon as he said it, I said, hey, we're here for a variance or for something.
Right.
Maybe they got the 40-foot on the water and the lesser setback on the rear.
I don't know.
I have to find it. I'll find it.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Portman, how do you feel?
Shouldn't say that. Probably all the words.
That's fine. Yeah. And I'm fine with it. Okay. If everybody seems to be okay, we're ready to vote, then I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve case number 11,461 for the following reasons. The uniqueness of the property, which is a small lot, and the way it's situated there at the Indian River Bay, that makes it unique to the fact that it's backing up or the front is to the Indian Bay. The variance is necessary in reasonable use of the property, the unnecessary hardship, exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant that's been there when he's board has been there for many years. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
That was second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,461. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rick.
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,461 is approved. Gentlemen, that takes care of all we got.